Back in 1975, a famous dissident, a critic of the government of the Soviet Union, won the Nobel Peace Prize. The Soviets were not happy. Andrei Sakharov didn't get to collect his prize in person, but his wife was allowed to accept it.
Not even that sort of concession is being made this year for a Nobel winner from China. The prize goes this week to Liu Xiaobo. He, too, will not collect it in person, being otherwise occupied in jail. His wife is under house arrest, and even his supporters are being discouraged from attending the ceremony. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai.
Tomorrow in Oslo, according to some, there will be two empty chairs on the awards platform, one for Liu Xiaobo and one for his wife, Liu Xia. It will be the first time that a Nobel Peace Prize laureate or his or her representative has not been allowed to attend the ceremony since Nazi Germany barred pacifist Karl von Ossietzky from going in 1935. That's not a historical comparison that the new China that's tried so hard to rebrand itself likes very much. But, says Jeffrey Wasserstrom of the University of California at Irvine, Beijing only has itself to blame.
The way that the Chinese government responded to all of this was, in a sense, an old-fashioned way. So actually, they undermined their own efforts to be seen in a new way by falling back into very much of a kind of Cold War way of responding.
And that Cold War way of responding has involved not just keeping Liu Xiaobo in jail, but also detaining as many as 200 activists and dissidents or preventing them from leaving the country. People such as Fan Yafeng, a prominent Christian human rights lawyer. Fan says he was detained in October, beaten by police, and is now a prisoner in his own apartment, guarded by 8 policemen.
The crackdown is comprehensive. It's preventing me from taking part in any of my activities as a lawyer, as a Christian, or as a scholar. I can't leave my house for seminars, or to go to church, or to do anything. They are trying to cut all my connections with the outside world.
Even though Fan says his cell phone is being interfered with, he has still managed somehow to post on Twitter. The 70s Soviet Union, this isn't. There is a social and economic revolution going on here, just not a political one. And perhaps the most surprising thing is that a huge proportion of China's people, like graduate student Chen Jin, for better or worse, don't seem to care.
We are not quite interested in this topic because we didn't see so much relevance with our regular life because it's just so abstract. It's something that's so far away from my everyday life.
In spite of popular indifference, Beijing has launched a counteroffensive against the Nobel Committee and what it portrays as Western conspiracies against China generally. And a pro-government group here has even set up an award called the Confucius Prize to counter the Nobel. And Beijing has succeeded in persuading some countries to boycott tomorrow's ceremony. One man they've not been able to silence, however, is AIDS activist Wanyan Hai, who happened to be in the United States already when the Nobel was announced in October. He says despite government propaganda, the fact that the award was made to Liu Xiaobo has put it into the public realm, and that in itself creates discussion among Chinese people.
People are sharing information and discussing issues, so the democratic awareness will be growing.
Wan is under no illusions about the hardline political situation in China, but he's also not completely pessimistic.
I believe that the Communist Party will continue a hardline for some time, but I don't believe they can keep the hardline forever.
Wan Yanhai's colleagues at his NGO in Beijing have already received a visit from the police, saying that their work will become more difficult if Wan goes to the Oslo ceremony. Wan arrives in Oslo from Washington today and says he's going anyway. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.